Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one tonight. I give you a warm welcome in the name of the Lord. And it's good to be here tonight. Praise God. And as your brother said, I was talking to Suzanne today. And just let's keep them in prayer. And you know, when you pray for someone, you just have to believe God. And trust God. Because the things me and you can't do, God has to do it. And God can do it, but God has to do it. We can't do it. I know God could give you a word and you could speak something, but you can't do it unless God gives you to do it. And you know, William Branham said many times, and you know the different things what he saw in the ministry God gave him. He said, I can't do it. He says, unless the Lord gives me to do it, or said, he says, I can do it. He says, if I tell you something that's of myself, it'll come to naught. But he says, if he says it, it'll happen.
Amen.
And he says, that's why I have to just say what he says. Then you'll have confidence in that. And we've prayed and we believe God, and just let's keep on believing God. Amen. And God has to do it. Amen. Praise God. But you remember, God can do anything.
Amen.
Anything. God can do anything. Praise God. I've also was talking to Brother Raiders as well. And, you know, like, well, it seems like he's given up. And he more or less said to me, he tried it, but he wasn't able to do it. And I said, well, that's where you made the mistake. You don't try things and say if you're able to do it. I don't believe that. It's God that does it. The Bible says we cease from our own works. We enter into his rest. We can't do it.
Amen.
We cannot do it. It's the Lord that does it.
Amen.
And we must trust the Lord to do it. And if we're trying to do it, we'll never do it. But the Lord can do it.
Amen.
Amen. It's like our brother John often says, if it paddle in the bank. Or it's like rowing a boat. If you have a boat that has, you know, the thing you put up that catches the wind, you don't need oars, because the wind will take the boat. But you can keep it down and row the boat if you want, but you'll tire rowing the boat. But if you put the sail up, the wind can take the boat, and you won't need to do any rowing, and you'll never row the boat as fast as the wind will take the boat, if the wind's up and the sail's up. And you see them boys, they race all round the world in boats with sails up. They don't need no oars. So it's the Lord that has to do it. Now I know we have our part to play as Christians, and they're going to preach about that tonight. But our prayer life and all them things, I believe in them things, but it's God that does it. And I believe that God can do it, and God's able to do it. Praise God. But we're going to continue praying for our brother anyhow. I told him, I said, I'm going to be praying for you every day. And that's the way it's going to be. And I believe God will change it. Amen. Amen. You believe that tonight?
Amen.
Well, I believe it anyhow, even if you don't.
Amen.
So I'm believing it anyhow. I believe God will change it. God can bring him. God brought me, God can bring anybody. If God brought you, God can bring anybody, for you're no better than me, and I'm no better than you. And God can bring us. Paul said he was the chiefest of sinners, but the Lord delivered him.
Amen.
And our God's able to do it. Praise God. We just thank the Lord for it. Praise God. I just want to say some things tonight from James 5 and verse 16. And I want to say this, that whatever I'm going to say here tonight is for me as well as you. So don't you think I picked somebody out or I'm preaching it to you. I'm preaching it myself as well as you. But I believe the Lord wants us to know these things. And I believe God's dealing with me personally in prayer. I've been praying. And these are the things that's on my heart. And I believe for our fellowship. That needs to be dealt with. And the Lord's leading me again tonight in this. And I've been praying all week really what I bring tonight. And this is what the Lord's led me to bring. Let's start while we read verse 16 of James 5. Just one verse. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just bow before you tonight in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you tonight that you're our hope. And Lord, your word says that hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Lord, we have this confidence in earthen vessels that you can hear us and answer us, because you're risen from the dead and you're seated at the right hand of the Majesty on high, and you ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. So Lord, we come tonight into your presence, and it's a privilege that we can come here and call upon your name, and we thank you for that freedom. And we thank you for that privilege of an open door into the courts and the presence of Almighty God, because the veil is rent from the top to the bottom and the way is made into the holiest of holies. So Lord, we come by faith tonight, pleading the merits of the precious blood of the Lamb. And Father, I pray you bless each one in this room, and you'll help us to seek your face tonight, and help us to take the right thoughts and things from your word. Inspire us from your scripture tonight, Lord Jesus. We cast down all reasoning. We cast down all vain imagination. Every thought that would exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ, we cast down. We ask for the Holy Spirit to move in our lives, move in our homes, and move in this meeting afresh. And everyone we're going to pray for tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, touch your brother Andrew, see if he's already been praying. We rebuke the devil over his life tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We claim him for the kingdom of God. We plead the power of the blood of Christ over him.
Yes, Lord.
We ask that the Holy Spirit will work on him and go to work upon him even tonight in Jesus Christ's name. Pray you'll heal Matthew and touch him and bless him. Pray for Suzanne, you'll touch her. Lord, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, may she know the power of Almighty God all over her body. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Encourage and strengthen them tonight. Move in Jimmy Lee. Move in Kirsten. Move in every single one, Lord, that comes to these meetings. In the name of Jesus Christ. For Brother Edward and his work, for any others working tonight, bless them and touch them, Lord, and minister every one of them. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Now Lord, I take the Holy Spirit by faith, and I thank you undertake for me. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. I want to read you a quotation. There's a small quotation from a man called Robert Murray. And here's what Robert Murray says. What a man is in his prayer closet is what he is. No Christian is greater than his prayer life, and his prayer life can be no greater than his personal life. I'm not saying we have to be super saints or heroes of holiness, but we cannot divorce our living from our prayer life. So our life during the day, what we are, is what we are in our prayer life. Our prayer life will come through in our ordinary life. And a prayer life and a preacher, deacon, whoever it is, it makes no difference. We have to have a prayer life. And Christian, we said the other week, the greatest form of witnessing is praying. And I believe today that maybe we're not praying in a whole now. I don't mean individually. There's people could be praying. But I believe God wants us to pray more. I believe the Lord wants us to seek Him. Now, we can look at the right preaching, singing, witnessing to the lost. We can be witnessing on a one-to-one basis. I, as a preacher, can get up and preach a sermon. We can do all them things. And it can all look good. But our prayer life mightn't be right. Yet we can be doing all them things. We can be going to church. We can be paying our tithes. We can be doing all them things. But maybe our prayer life still mightn't be right. We need to have a prayer life. A prayer life is the most important thing of any church. You cannot show me a move of God where there wasn't prayer. You can't do it. Everywhere there's been a move of God, there's been prayer. Everywhere you're going to show me where there's been a church that God's blessed and He's added people to it, them people pray it. that special prayer meetings weren't, they didn't just have a normal prayer meeting before you knew it, that special prayer meetings on top of the prayer meeting. But I'll tell you what's happened. We've been educated, and I mean round the message circles I'm talking about, not the Baptists or the any of Pentecostals. I'm talking about message now, because that's what we're amongst. And I'm going to say this, and making no apologies. We've been taught for 20 years, it's all done, we don't need to do nothing. We're the elect of God. Roll on in, we have nothing to do. And many churches that I have known of and been in, they don't even have prayer meetings. But I'm telling you, after a while, there's a downside to that.
Yes.
And I believe we're seeing the downside universally. Universally. And I'm saying that tonight, and I believe that with all my heart. When the evangelistic preaching has stopped, when the gospel's not been preached the way it should be preached, and when pastors say we don't need prayer meetings, they're all backslid. That's the truth of it. Because we're called firstly to preach the gospel of Christ, and we're called to pray. And we must have prayer meetings. And God's people must be praying people, and preachers must be praying preachers, and Christians must be praying Christians. And it will show in our life. And it can't but lap ahead. When people talk about the anointing, there's only one way to get the anointing, that's by praying. Praying, seeking God. For the anointing of God. Seeking God for the power of God. Seeking God for the move of God. I tell you, that's what we need today. We need to be seeking God. How many believes that I'm preaching the truth tonight?
Amen.
I tell you, it's a shame. It's a shame. But it's the truth. There's churches you can go to on a Sunday. And you go in and sit there. And I'm telling you, they say they're the elect of God. They claim they're the bride. You can go in there and sit for service. And if you weren't saved, you'd come out not knowing anything about salvation.
Yes.
You'd never hear it mentioned. That's a disgrace.
No.
If William Branham come back from the dead tonight, he'd rebuke God.
That's right.
He wouldn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the message he preached. He preached Christ.
Yes. Amen.
In every sermon he preached Christ.
Yes.
Even when he taught things, he still preached the gospel. He preached Christ. And we must preach Christ. And Christ must be preached. And he was a man of prayer. And he believed in praying. And he believed in fasting and praying. And I've heard preachers saying, we don't need to fast no more. You know, people get to a stage, they don't fast no more. They say they don't pray no more. They stop taking communion, stop everything. And before you know, they're sitting at home, they're doing nothing. That's the devil. God's people are active.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus says, I must work while it is day. For the night cometh when no man can work, I must work while it's day. Psalm 66 and 18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. To cherish iniquity means to look upon it with favor, to give it a place. Look what the Apostle Paul John says about it. I'm going to read that in a moment. But you see, iniquity is a thing as believers, we should shun iniquity. We should never give it place to the devil. We shouldn't give place to things that shouldn't be given place. We should shun it. And we read in our opening here, the righteous, the prayer of a fervent righteous man. Now I know we have God's righteousness, I believe that. Nobody preaches it more than me. But we need to live righteous ourselves.
No.
We need to have a testimony. That people know there's something different about us. That we have an actual testimony. And our testimony must be that we love the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
There's lots of people I've stayed with preachers over the years. Now I'm not saying this because we like Brian Freeborn. I'm not saying that because of that. But Brother John, myself, with Stan and Brian Freeborn, so both of us could testify he's a man of prayer. I stayed in John Noble's home, and I'm telling you, you'll never ever beat that man out of your bed. He'd be up before you praying every single morning. I witnessed it. He's a man of prayer. There's men that's men of prayer. There's other men, they talk good, but you never see no prayer life. And there's never no power with them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you know there's men that pray, there's something with them.
Right.
For they're walking with the Lord. If you love somebody, you'll talk to them.
Right.
You'll talk to them. You're in love with them. You can't get enough of someone you love.
Right.
And that's what it is, the first love. When you first come to the Lord, your love with the Lord, you can't get enough of it.
Yes.
God wants us to be like that as Christians, that we can't get enough of the things of God. Amen. People today miss church for the slightest thing.
Yep.
They've had enough of it. But we ought to be that we can't get enough of it. And I'm not talking about church, I'm talking about God.
No.
We can never get too much of the Lord. The Bible says that the deer panteth after the water brooks, so my soul thirsteth and longeth after God. I'm praying, and I want you to be praying, that God will give us a new hunger and a new thirst for Him.
Amen.
That's what we need.
Right.
A new hunger and thirst for God. The Epistle of John says, 1 John 3:22, whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. We cannot live like the devil and expect that God will wave a wand and bless us. It doesn't happen. We must live righteous. We must live for God. Amen.
Right.
If we're doing things that's iniquity, we need to get rid of them.
Amen.
And if we can't get rid of them, we need to get prayed for them. We need to confess it to God and make it right with God. You say we're all saved tonight. Well, look, maybe this is for me, but I felt led to preach this. I can do nothing about it. This is what I felt led to bring. Maybe it's for me. What about Christ's order of worship? Do you ever think of Christ's order of worship? Most churches have an order of worship. They have an organ playing. Lots of churches have choirs singing. And people come into church on a Sunday, they have an organ playing, they have choirs singing, and they have all an order. And there's nothing wrong with that. But what about the Lord's order of worship? What about His order of worship? Do you ever think of the Lord's order of worship? Look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 23. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath ought against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. What if everybody in church was to put things right with everybody ever before they worship the Lord? What would happen? One old preacher said if churches was to do that on a Sunday morning, that they wouldn't get the worship started till the Monday evening. That's what he said. What if we were to do that like that? Where we put things right. And all of us have been guilty of it. And you say, well, I've never been guilty. Well, I believe all of us have been guilty of it. Many times we say things flippantly. Many times we say things we oughtn't to say about a brother or a sister in the Lord. And you know, William Branham says, if you can't say something good about somebody, don't say nothing.
Amen.
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 And you can see the faults in a person, but maybe he can see them in you and he doesn't say it. Amen. Amen. It's like a woman I knew once, and she'd always, everywhere she went, there was something wrong with it. And I told her, I said, tomorrow morning when you rise, go to the mirror. And when you can fix the person in the mirror, you'll be alright. And I believe that was the truth. That's the same for every one of us.
Amen.
This flesh here is what gives the trouble.
That's right.
Not your brothers or your sisters, but the flesh here.
Amen.
And we had to put things right before God can move. Amen. And I believe that. That's the Lord's order of service. Do you believe that old fellow was right? Mm-hmm. You know, you can let on. You can put a front and let on everything's right, but it mightn't be right.
Mm-hmm.
But you can play church. But I believe, look, we've been doing these meetings over 20 years. I believe that the time's gone for playing church.
Amen.
I believe God wants us to be real. And I want God to move. And I want people to get saved and delivered by the power of God.
Amen.
And God wants us to come to praying more. I believe that. Every one of us. You say, I'm praying enough, brother. When then it's for me. You just pray for me then, that God will help me. And that old preacher, I believe he was right. What about a message from Micah? Micah chapter 6, verse 68. And this is just a short few words tonight I felt led to bring. You might think this is strange, but I just felt led to bring this. I could have brought anything, preached anything, but I felt led to bring this. And I'm going to tell you, God can't stop his blessing on a sermon or on a message if the man's heart's not right to spring in it. I don't care how good he is. You say the man was a hypocrite and God saved somebody, that might be. God will honor his word. But if we're going to bring someone, our hearts have to be right with God. We're going to pray for somebody, our hearts have to be right for God. We have to be genuine.
Amen.
You know, William Branham said, you can't pray for a man, you get into that man's shoes. You have to have compassion for that person. And if you could have real, genuine compassion for someone, you could pray for them in a way that someone will happen. Because the Lord sees your heart. Amen.
Right.
You could be praying, Lord, bless somebody, and you don't mean a word of it. Look, God sees all that.
Amen.
God wants us to be real.
All right.
Micah 6 verse 68 says, wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings and with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with 1,000 of rams or with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, for the fruit of my body, for the sin of my soul? He has showed thee, O man, what is good and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. God wants us to walk humble before him. God doesn't want us to think that we're better than the next fella, because we're not. And the Bible says, let him that standeth take heed lest he fall. We cannot boast ourselves. We have a sufficiency, but remember that our sufficiency is of the Lord, and it's only of the Lord. That's where our sufficiency is. It's of the Lord himself, nowhere else.
Amen.
And I tell you, you know, I heard of two men once when they went to preach. I thought it was terrible, really, to be honest with you. But these two men went to preach, and they were having meetings. And you know, if you're going to share meetings with somebody, you had to watch what you say, because you can ruin the meeting for the next fellow. How many knows what I'm talking about? I'm talking about two people, if they're doing a convention on the same day. One fella can ruin it for the next fella. But this one fella preached a sermon, and I'm not all sure what he preached, but he preached anyhow, and I believe the Lord blessed it. The next fella got up that evening, and he said, well, I'm just here to preach to the bride. So if you're not bride, more or less you can go on home. That's what he said. Now his heart wasn't right with God. It couldn't have been. Because John 3:16 says, God so loved the world.
Amen.
Yes.
The world.
Glory.
And this foolish virgin will never be in the bride, but God still loves him.
Amen.
And the Bible says there's a number that will come out of great tribulation that no man can number, amen, but they're saved. And any man that's a man of God should love every one of them with the same love, because God did.
Amen.
And if we claim we're representing God and we're representing the gospel, we should have that for everybody.
Yes.
But you see, that's pride.
Yes, it is. Amen.
I'm not here for them. Mm-hmm. I'm for something more.
Mm-hmm. That's the devil's sin.
And the Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise.
Amen.
Jesus went to the publicans and sinners.
That's the truth.
They said, look at him. He's come down to eat with the publicans and sinners. They talked about him. They ridiculed him because where he went.
Amen. Right.
And I tell you, a man of God can only do what God tells him to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
And I tell you, it's the truth. And I wrote this in my notes tonight, and I believe this. It's for me as well as anybody. When I stand to preach, God looks at my heart before he listens to the message. If the heart is on it, if the heart is unacceptable, so is the message. The heart's not right. How can people hear the message? How will they do anything? The same is true of every activity of the Christian life, and especially in the matter of prayer. Our hearts must be right. That's why we sing the song. A lot of Christians sing the song, but they don't mean it. Search me, O God. They sing that song, but what are we singing and we really mean it? Search me, O God. Know my heart today. What if God searches us? People talk about William Branham's meetings, how wonderful they were, and we'd love it again and all, but some of them don't mean it. Do you know why? Yeah. Because when the Spirit of God came, he knew the secrets of the hearts. Mm-hmm. And some things would be exposed that wouldn't be pleasing to God.
Amen.
And a lot of people that say, we're the elite, mm-hmm, we are the top stuff, if you like, God would expose them. Because some of their hearts is not right.
That's right.
And I'm not here to ridicule nobody, but I'm sincere tonight. I'm praying, I'm seeking God. I believe that the Lord wants our hearts to be right. Amen. And if we're going to preach the gospel, it's to everybody.
Yes.
Not to the elected few.
Amen.
And who are they anyway? Amen. If a man claims he knows them all, he doesn't.
Amen.
Because you know, when Elijah says, there's only so many of us left, the Lord says, I have 7,000 that hasn't bowed the knee yet.
Amen.
When they found the two men preaching, the disciples said, we better stop these fellas, they're not lost.
Yes.
Jesus says, leave them alone.
Yes.
But they were casting out devils and doing works, the works of God. Jesus said, such the one doesn't speak lightly of me.
Amen.
So if somebody's not all fire persuasion or whatever way yes. you want to look at it, Amen. Doesn't mean God's not with them.
That's the truth. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
William Branham never preached that God wasn't with him anyhow.
No.
Men made that doctrine, but he never preached that. That's said right. God loves everybody. Says I'm against denominations, but the Lord loves the people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
The Lord loves the people.
Right.
And the very thing that there is now is as big a denomination as you're ever going to get.
That's the truth.
It's worse than some of the ones that ridiculed.
Indeed.
We need to preach Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
And we need to be men and women of prayer. 1 Timothy 2:8, and I'm closing when I read this. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting.
Amen.
God wants us to be sure. I preached on Sunday knowing the will of God. What are you praying for? And I tell you, when you're praying for the lost, you're in God's will. You're in the will of God. When you're praying for the lost, you're in the will of God. God wants you to pray for them.
Amen.
Abraham did it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, only 4 souls come out, but Abraham still wanted more to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get saved, but it didn't stop him trying.
No.
Now, because Abraham didn't see them delivered, didn't make Abraham a failure. And sometimes you can blame the man and say, well, it's his fault. But it wasn't Abraham's fault.
Amen.
That's the way it was.
Yes,
Abraham did all he could do.
Right.
He prayed, he pleaded with God.
Yes.
And God still Amen. Saved what he could save.
Right.
Let's come and I want us to pray tonight. I want us really to pray. And I want us to pray for the lost souls. Family members, whoever the Lord puts in your heart. And I want you to pray for me. I want to be where God wants me to be. I don't want to be influenced here or there or anywhere. I want to be what God wants me to be. Nothing, not what somebody else wants.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be somebody's puppet.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be what the Lord wants.
Yes. Amen.
And I want you to pray for the service on Sunday for Brother John in the morning, for myself in the morning in Dublin. I want you to pray for both services. And my one focus is to see people saved.
Amen.
That's my heart's desire. Let's come and seek the Lord tonight. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you tonight that your ear is ever open to our cry, that your arm is not shortened, but you can hear and you can save and you can deliver.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you this evening that you're more than able to do far above what we could ever think or ever ask.
Amen.
Lord, I pray in this meeting tonight that you bless my brother, that you bless my sister, that you'll touch everyone in this room tonight.
Hallelujah.
Lord, that you bring a unity amongst us.
Glory.
Rebuke every work of the devil that will try to disturb the peace of your people. Bless and strengthen your people, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Lord, I pray for Brother John, for somebody that you'll anoint him, that you'll bless him, that you'll give them the words to speak, that you'll touch people's hearts, that men and women will be touched and be delivered and be set free in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I pray, Lord, as you go to Dublin, that you'll prepare the people's hearts yes. and you'll help us to speak the truth. You are the truth, Lord.
Amen.
You are the way, the truth, and the life. Help us to preach Jesus.
Amen.
Help us, Lord, only to preach Jesus and Him crucified and Him raised and the baptized in the Holy Ghost,
yes.
Savior, healer, and coming King.
Jesus.
Lord Jesus, help us, Lord, to be everything that you want us to be. Minister of influences that's not from heaven. Give us heavenly influences that we may be influenced from the Word of God, influenced from heaven itself, Lord, by the power of Almighty God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, let your Spirit come in this meeting tonight. Let the Holy Spirit come upon your people. Strengthen my brother. Strengthen my sister.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for our sons. We pray for our daughters. Lord, that you'll save them. That you'll deliver them. Lord, they're too long in sin. They're too long in the world. They're too long away from the things of God. We're pleading the blood of Christ over them tonight. Yeah. We're asking for household salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight, that you'll save that young man, save that young woman, save that wife, save that husband, save that boy, save that girl. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord, we ask you to bind every work of the strong man in our lives, in our homes, and over this meeting, that you'll spoil his goods. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come against witches. I come against warlocks over this community and over Bonbridge and Guildford and Scarborough. I come against every warlock, every demon demonic force. I come against it by the power of the blood of Jesus in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, you promised us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That one will put 1,000 to flight and 2 to 10,000. This is your word. That we trample upon scorpions and walk out in ashes. And Lord, that we take up deadly things that do us no harm, Lord. This is your word. Amen. And cast out devils in your name.
Yes.
Lord, let the power of Pentecost be amongst your people. The genuine power of the Holy Ghost,
yes,
coming upon your people. Coming upon, Lord, each and every one of us, filling us afresh,
yes,
with that joy, with that power, with that fervence, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, everything we would desire to do and talk about doing, we commit it all to you tonight.
Yes.
We ask that you'll lead us. We ask you'll guide us. We ask you'll go before us, or going out, and come in before us, and are coming in. We ask that you'll walk up and down in our midst, Lord, that you'll be in the meetings, that you'll be the center of our thoughts, the center of our attention, that our focus will be upon you, that our heart's desire will be upon you, Lord. Rid us of anything else, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Lord, you know every one of our hearts tonight, Lord, for your words the faith can discern the very thoughts and the very intents of the heart. Lord, help us that our hearts be right tonight before you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Help us, Lord, and oh Lord, deliver us from every fear and snare of the enemy in Jesus Christ's name.
Jesus.
Lord, I pray for young women and young men tonight that's going out to some den hole of iniquity. Lord, I pray the power of God will come on them.
Yeah.
Pray the Holy Ghost to come on them.
Yeah.
Pray the voice of the Spirit will speak to them. Lord, that you'll turn them to the iron. Speak a word into their innermost being and deliver them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. May the drink be bitter to their taste. May the cigarettes make them sick, Lord. And may they turn to Jesus Christ as a Lord and Savior, I pray, in Jesus' precious name. Lord, we can testify how you've answered prayer in a day gone by, but you're the same, Lord. Lord, maybe we've changed, but you've never changed, oh Lord. And I pray, Heavenly Father, this evening, that you'll get a grip of every one of us afresh, a real grip from heaven, that you'll give us a desire like never before to seek the power of God, to seek for revival in this town, land, and round about us, Lord, that the power of God would break and that people would get saved and get healed and delivered and set free by the power of Almighty God. Oh, Lord, send to move amongst us. Lord, we're tired of history lessons. We're tired of what used to be. Lord, we want the real God amongst us, the real power of God, like we read about in the Word of God, moving amongst us, healing the sick, raising the dead,
yes,
cleansing the leper, opening the blind eyes, putting upon our lips to speak that which are not as though they were. Lord, only you can do it, and we believe you're more than able tonight, Lord Jesus. Father, visit us in these meetings. Come down in a special way, I pray, Lord Jesus. Let the pillar of fire come into these meetings. Let the power of the Holy Ghost From down amongst us, I pray, in Jesus' precious name. Oh Lord, grant the miracle that anyone needs in this house tonight. Oh, Lord, we are praying for you're still a miracle worker, Lord. You work miracles, Lord, because you're a supernatural God with supernatural ability and supernatural authority. Lord, you said there's nothing too hard for you. And we confess tonight that you're more than able to do exceedingly abundantly, far above what we can ask or think. Lord, forgive us for unbelief. Rid us from the fear of man and give us a godly fear that worketh repentance. And oh God, fill us with your spirit, every one tonight. Bless your word to all our hearts, Lord, and may it do something within us, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Father, pray again for the brothers and sisters, maybe they had to work or they couldn't be here tonight. May you bless them. May you strengthen them. May you encourage that one, Lord, that's feeling downcast or feeling lonely. May the Spirit of the Lord come to them. May the Spirit of the Lord speak to them. May the Spirit of the Lord strengthen them. Oh God, may you reach out to them by the power of the Holy Ghost and quicken your word to them right now, tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, send your word and heal them and deliver them. In Jesus' precious name I pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, grant it this evening. Grant us that you lead us to pray. Grant us that you lead, Lord, prayers with groanings and utterings, Lord, that we'll reach the throne of God and we'll reach heaven tonight. For Lord, we know that you're the same, that you have never changed, and your ear is open to our cry. So Father, we're asking all these things tonight for your glory.
Yes.
And Lord, except the Lord build the house, they that labor, labor in vain. So Lord, either you're building it or you're not building it. We believe you are building it. But Lord, we need you to start working on it. And we need you to start doing something.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name I pray.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, that souls will get saved.
Yes.
That men and women will get set free.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. Amen. Let's continue to seek the Lord tonight.